Sunday Satsang, August 16, 2020. The question about Rupa Goswami's Mathura Mahatmyam. In many of the shlokas, he's quoting there from different Puranas. He talks about anyone lives in Mathura gets this benefit, anyone dies in Mathura. So many things says Mathura. Does that also include Vrindavan? The person is asking a question, does this include Vrindavan? The ancient scriptures, Puranas, they have entire chapters called Mahatmyams. Pushkar Mahatmyam, Dwarka Mahatmyam, Purushottam Kshetra Mahatmyam. So the one is called Mathura Mahatmyam. The chapter, specific chapter in Padma Puran, with all quotations about the glories of Mathura. But Mathura means Mathura Mandal, means the Trasi Kosh, all the sub-braj, Dwarasavan. When it mentions Mathura, you can just, in your mind, you can say Mathura / Vrindavan / Radhakun Govardhan, Barsana, Nandagram. Yavagram Gokul. Anywhere in Vrindavan, all these quotes apply there. That's the first point. In the Vedic literature in the Puranas, it says there's Satmuktipura. There are seven cities in Bharat that give liberation if one dies there. One is Dwarka, one is Ayodhya, one is Mathura, one is Haridwar. One is Varanasi. I forget the others. Maybe Rameshwaram. But Mathura is one of the... So it says Mathura. And generally, if you travel around India and you say where you're from, if you say Vrindavan, they say, where is that? You say Mathura. They say, oh, Krishna's Janmasthan. So Mathura is famous. So whenever it says Mathura, all those quotations and glorifications, they apply to anywhere in Brajmandal. The second part of the question, person quotes a verse from Rupa Goswami's Mathura Mahatmyam, says, Ahoti Danya Mathura Yatra Sanhita Hari Sravesham Yatra Papanam Pravesha Na Vidyate. It says Mathura, where Lord Hari stayed, where is a place where no sin can enter, is supremely opulent. This is about the verse. This is the English translation. So the person has the question, how is it possible that Kans, the emperor Kans who Krishna killed, the demon Kans, how he was doing so many sins in Mathura? How did he ever, he did every possible sin inside Mathura. So how is it possible that no sin can enter Mathura? The problem with Sanskrit books into English, you have to be very careful who's translating, because a lot of the translators that are translating English, they present the wrong siddhanta, the wrong philosophy, or even the wrong translations. Like in Rupa Goswami's Radha Krishna Ganadesh Deepika, it describes about Krishna's eternal associates, their names and forms and different things. And in there it says the Lita Sakhi appeared, she was born and she appeared 27 days before Radharani, which means Lita Sakhi's birthday, according to Rupa Goswami, is something like Shravan Shukla Ekadasi. Although some Brijbasis say Lalita Saptami, the day before Radhasmi. But the Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharya, Rupa Goswami, his authoritative Mathura Mahatmyam, says Elise was born 27 days before. But one of the most popular English translations of the Radhakrishnadana Deshtipaka is by a devotee named Kusha Krata, American devotee who learned Sanskrit and worked for BBT and started translating books on his own. He's an okay translator, but sometimes he translates very fast, so his translations are often not very accurate and very sloppy. And his edition of the book, it says that Lita Sakhi is 27 years older than Radharani. It's a huge mistake. It's not 27 years, it's 27 days. So the same applies to this verse the person quoted and is asking a question on. The translation is not very good. In fact, the whole book by this particular translator has many translation mistakes. So it said, the translation says, Mathura, where Lord Hari stayed is in past tense. And you see, Lord Hari was here 5,000 years ago, but he's not here now. Mathura, where Lord Hari stayed, 5,000 years ago, and where no sin can enter is supremely opulent. So the translation is completely wrong, and the verb yatra sanito hari, the word sanito is in the present, in Sanskrit it's in the present tense, it's not past. It means that Lord Hari is always there. It says that in that place no sin can enter. So the correct translation, there's two flaws in the translation. One is Yatra Sanito Hari. It's in the present tense. It's not past tense. It means that in Mathura is where Hari is living eternally. Lord Hari eternally lives in Mathura Mandal, Braj Mandal, Varsana Nandagram, Gokul. Yatra Sanihito Hari. So that's the first thing. It says past tense that he was living here, he's not here now. And the second thing it says, no sins can enter Mathura. Sarvesham is wrongly translated. It means no sins can enter anyone. No sin can enter anyone there. So this is, first of all, translation is wrong. And then what kind of verse is it? Because verses in the Vedas, and all the Vedas and Puranas and Bhagavatam, etc., there's different kinds of verses. There's verses that describe analogies. There's verses that describe allegories. Some verses are exaggeration or glorification, they're over or excessive glorification. So in order to understand Veda or any scripture, guru is required. Krishna says in Gita 4:34, try to learn the truth from a tattva jnani. So this verse, no sin can enter, it's a glorification of the power of Mathura. So Mathura, sins, there are all kinds of sins in Mathura. As a person is saying, Mathura was not doing sins. Sins were not in Mathura. Sins were being perpetrated in Mathura by individuals. But Mathura is pavitram. It's a purifying dhamma. And it also says in the Shastra that when Krishna killed Krishna killed Kansa, who was so sinful, doing so many sins in Mathura, that he got liberated. So Mathura also gives mukti. So he got mukti by being killed by Krishna in Mathura. So basically this verse comes under the category of glorification. It's not exactly literal, because that's what the person is asking. The correct translation is wrong. And what it means is that no sins can enter people that live there. If people are living here doing Krishna bhajan, then no sins can enter them. But Kansa was living here, he wasn't doing any bhajan, he was a rakshas, and he was committing so many sins. So all sins entered into him, but he was killed by Krishna, liberated from all his sins, and attained mukti. So one has to be on guard when reading translations in English of Sanskrit shastras. Oftentimes they're flawed or mistaken. Some translators are known for their accuracy, so whenever possible, try to read translations by them. And those that wise persons, they can tell you. It's not something we'll record for public, who's a good translator, who's a bad translator. Because we're not a Sanskrit scholar, but we've been told by Sanskrit scholars who are the good translators. And as you study Shastra, we've been studying these Shastras in English for 45 years, we've come to know who are the trustworthy, reliable translators and who are not. So privately we can advise, because many of the same books are translated by the different translators. Like Mathura Mahatmyam, there's several translators. Gaudiya Matha's English translation, and ISKCON devotees have done it, and Kushakrata did it, and Bhumipati did it, and the Rayamraja's disciples did it. So many copies are there. And then other books are the same way. So there's two flaws in translation. Sarvesham doesn't mean sins entering Mathura, but sins entering the people there. And that applies to someone who's doing bhajan and pavitram stan, lila bhumi, brajamando, Mathura mando. Those sins will enter into him. Even says in the same book, Mathura Mahatmyam, says sins committed in Mathura are forgiven by in Mathura itself. You don't have to do any separate prayaschitta, just continue living here. And it's yajasanhito is in the present tense. This is a very common phrase that the Goswamis quote a lot, this same phrase. It's in the Puranas. It's in the Bhagavatam also. And it's describing the advent of Krishna's Avirbhav. The very first chapter of the 10th canto of Vrindavan. Krishna's birth in Mathura. This is 10th canto, chapter 1. It's in Sarta Darshan. You can read the Tika of Vishwanath Chakravarti. This is verse 28. So 10:1:28 had the same phrase that was in this Mathura Mahatmyam verse. It says, Nityam Sanito Hari. So Sanito again is in the present tense. The verse is saying, Shukadeva Goswami is saying to Parikshit, since the time of Surasena, the chief of the Yadav dynasty. Since that time, the city of Mathura has been the capital of all the kings of the Yadav dynasty. The city and district of Mathura are very intimately connected with Krishna, for Krishna lives there eternally. The verse is 10th canto, chapter 1, verse 28. Rajadani tata su sabut sarva yadava bhut bubujam Mathura Bhagavan yatra nityam sanito hari. Sanita means he lives, and nitya means eternally. Hari or Krishna, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Hari is living here. Vishnu's Tika. Nityam Sanihito means all perfect Krishna is eternally present in his spiritual form, Mathura, the material world. It is not that Krishna appears and becomes visible to the people. It is there that Krishna appears. It is there that Krishna appears and becomes visible to the people of the world. Krishna does not descend from Vaikuntha, but when Krishna appears, his Vaikuntha expansions unite with him. After the pastimes are over, these expansions from Vaikuntha return to their respective abodes in Vaikuntha. But Krishna doesn't descend from Vrindavan, just his apricot lila in Vrindavan simply becomes prakat when it's time to show himself. So Krishna's always here. We can't see him because it's apricot. But he's here in Nitya. It's just sanitary. So this verse is a big deal for the Goswamis. They repeatedly quote it in the Sandarbhas and all their books and everywhere. It's 10.28.1. It's very important to establish the eternality of Krishna's presence. If we do bhajan, attain prema, then we have darshan, sakshat darshan of Krishna and Radhakund, Nandagram Varsana. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan, Shri Govinda Gopinatha, Madana Mohan, Shama Kunda Radha Kunda, Giri Govardhan, Sanay Satsang Ki Jai.